If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Mind Pump Radio. I can't believe anything. Without these guys, there's no more lies. It's Mind Pump Radio. Mind Pump Radio. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. You guys remember that?
Oh my God, dude. Reading Rainbow, yeah. Bro. That was fucking
that
epic.
Was listen,
right
boy.
There.
Listen, I don't
that
want,
was my favorite intro you've done yet.
Don't get freaked out, okay? I don't want you to get freaked out right now.
I'm
but
not
I,
freaked out.
I turned gay for a second when you did that because I was attracted to you.
I have that effect.
You on know, men?
Yeah. Especially when I sing.
Hey,
I'm here with Adam Schaefer.
Woo woo.
I'm here with Sal DiStefano.
Pectoralis Major.
I'm Justin Andrews and Dougie Doug, the Doug Fresh here
Spinster.
In the producer.
The
spinner. Oh,
yeah. Doug hates that.
Dude, this is mine.
He does not like that nickname.
He loves that, dude.
What?
It's the spinner.
The spinner?
Somehow it's sticking, huh?
It is.
Yeah.
I've resigned myself to it.
Yeah.
What are we doing right now? This is Justin's update?
Wait, this is not just Justin's update.
This isn't?
This is the final.
This is the final.
This is the
dun,
final.
Dun, dun.
Yeah. The final update.
Can I just say, bro, I was looking at your beginning pictures. You look like you almost changed a little bit.
Oh, I almost did?
Yeah.
Is it getting close?
I only got a couple more days,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, another 6 months, you should look...
He lost... Bro, he
you
lost...
You should look different.
How can you say that? He lost a full chin.
I did.
Bro, you're done. You're done, bro, with this whole thing.
What? Can I ask this?
That's weird.
What is going to be the first bad thing you eat, dude? I know you're going to go enjoy something. What have you been craving? What's the biggest
craving? Everybody already knows what that's going to be.
Pizza?
Fuck yeah.
From where?
Pizza.
Yeah,
from where?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give them a shout out because this place is like, oh, it's amazing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Redwood Pizza, and the reason why it's so good, I swear they take ingredients from like local farmers and different places that are local in the area, and the ingredients just make it taste so good. Oh,
what are you?
I'm getting horny thinking about
it. Is he salivating right now?
He's got a wet spot on his pants,
dude.
What are the ingredients that you're putting on this thing? What do you ask for?
Do I have to disclose that?
Dude, come on.
I didn't ask you your PIN number. I'm asking what you're gonna put on your pizza.
Okay, this is gonna be dirty. I'm gonna go. I'm going like a large. I might even crush this to myself. I might just do a whole large to my head of pepperoni, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You got sausage in there. You got black olives, and you got like extra cheese, a little bit of extra sauce. Boom. That's it.
That's amazing. That's good.
But it's so tasty.
Flatbread or thick crust?
It's like medium.
Medium?
Medium crust.
I'm a thin crust guy.
Yeah. Because I like both. Like I like the deep dish because I was in Chicago. But that's like... You can only eat like one slice. You're like, ugh.
Well, so this is what I'm actually really curious because you've been clean for shit. We're coming on 3 months now of super clean eating for that long period of time. I'm really interested to see on how you feel after.
I'm gonna feel like dirt.
Oh, horrible! I get sick.
And pizza is one of my favorite things to have. But I've gotten to the point now where because I've been eating clean for so long, and don't get me wrong, I've gone back and you know Round Table Pizza used to be my pizza, right? Generic, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And I've but that was like my go-to spot. We had our other places like Amici's, things like that we used to like, but they all just tear me up, bro. It's like the first two slices are cool. Anything after that, like all of a sudden I'm on the toilet within 15 minutes.
Yep. Yep.
And then the next day I just feel awful.
Yep.
So that's probably what's going to happen.
Well,
I'm not going
to
lie.
So I now, of course I did that to myself at least 10 times before I finally learned my lesson. Like, okay, so now like when I go to this, so we actually make a killer homemade pizza and we take, you can go to a, like a Mediterranean store and you get what's called lavash bread. And it's like this real, and they have different kinds. So you want to find the one that's super low calorie. They make and it's like this big. And if those that are online or those that are listening can't see my hands right now, I'm pretty much
basically
making,
showing how big
about,
my cock is.
It's about the size of
yeah.
It's fucking
half
it's like
the
this.
Size. take Justin's dick.
It would be
divided
half,
by
it would be
five.
Equivalent to probably like a 14 inch or 16 inch pizza. And this thing's only like 50 calories. It's like ridiculously low. So it's this real, real thin bread. And listen to me, bro.
Hey,
listen.
Right. Listen, you're going to eat pizza. Fuck. No. Eat some pizza.
Yeah, but right? I'm telling you right now, though.
That's like just putting the tip in. Like, do it.
Yeah, but so many of those places, they have so much grease and they put so much cheese on it that all that oil and grease just tears your stomach.
That's why I like this company, though, the Redwood Pizza.
Because it's clean.
Dude, it's not greasy. It's like when I eat it, it doesn't feel, I don't feel like garbage.
Yeah, but you have, you're
but I've been eating so clean. Yeah,
let me finish for the audience that was actually no. listening. Going hey, this would be great. I was about to give a recipe until the other two dicks interrupt him the whole time. So
I don't feel sorry about that at all. By the way.
I know.
At all.
You have people right now listening in. They're going,
I'm just going to keep coming back in and interrupting the shit out of you.
Then what do you do? And then all you get is, fuck that pizza. Just go to round table, dude.
Continue. Lavash bread.
Yeah, you take the lavash bread. You want we actually cook it on the barbecue. You can do it in the oven and other places, but we take a pizza cooking stone, put it on the barbecue. It only literally takes 3 to 5 minutes to brown the bread or whatever, however you like it. I like it crunchy a little bit, so mm-hmm. I like to overcook it a little bit. So, 3 to 5 minutes on there, cooks it really fast. Then you take tomato sauce and it just take a real thin layer of that over the bread. Thin layers.
What kind of tomato sauce do you use?
We use this organic.
It's all ragu.
I forget the name of it. Yeah, it's actually some organic brand that I really like that my girl gets. I don't know the name of it.
Okay.
But whatever. Find your favorite tomato sauce. Just be careful because some tomato sauces are loaded full of sugar and shit. So, read the back of it. Make a healthy choice on that if you can't. Obviously, you're trying to get rid of a craving that you really enjoy something, right? Like pizza, which I absolutely love, just like Justin. But it gives me that satisfaction without all the side effects of feeling like shit afterwards. And I still feel like, hey, I got to deviate from my normal nutrition plan. So then we'll take the tomato sauce. Then we take a reduced fat or low fat mozzarella cheese, just sprinkle it over there lightly. I just need enough, just a thin cover, it doesn't mean tons of it all over it. Just a thin cover of, quarter cup or whatever of mozzarella cheese. Then they actually make turkey pepperoni sausages. Mm-hmm. And they're actually 60% less fat than pepperoni sausage, and they taste just like them. And sprinkle them on. And I'm a pepperoni guy, so that's my thing. Is sprinkle that on there. You could do chicken. You could do all kinds of. You can get creative with them, but that's my go-to.
I'm gonna let you continue, but just as the only Italian in the room, I'm completely offended right now about what you're saying. But anyway, continue.
Well, yeah, because you're Mr. I fast all the time, and then you can eat pizza
No. Listen, I barely ever eat pizza because I can't have dairy. But, talking about turkey pepperoni and weird bread and stuff like that, it's almost like it's blasphemy to me.
No, dude. Shame on you right now. Shame on you right now. You're trying to, the idea is to teach these listeners and people other alternative choices. Because let's be honest, okay, if you're X amount years old, okay, meaning if you're listening to this, okay, you're over 18 years old more likely.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Please. So most of your life, unless you had some really cool parents that set you up for success nutritionally, you've probably had a bunch of shit food a lot into your diet, which means you're going to have these types of cravings for the rest of your fucking life. Mm-hmm. And so, like myself, I was able to eat cereal 2-3 times a day whenever I wanted, skip meals, had to knock out my veggies, whatever. We ate terrible growing up. So I battle and struggle with cravings. And one of the things that I've had to learn to do is, I'm not going to be somebody who, eats the same, broccoli, brown rice, and chicken every single meal. You're silly if you think I do that, but I have found lots of alternatives to give me that sensation that I feel like I'm eating one of those cravings without putting on, excess weight. Because you eat that, I could eat 4 whole pizzas of the ones I'm talking about right now, whole pizzas, which most people wouldn't even be able to do that, and it wouldn't even be equivalent to 4 to 5 slices of round table pizza.
Hmm. Did he just convince you, Justin, or are you gonna eat your Redwood pizza?
Yeah, I'm gonna eat my Redwood pizza.
He has to learn like I did at least 4 or 5 times. He needs to fuck his stomach.
You know what you do, dude?
No, dude. Here's the thing: I'm not that horny for food. Like, I don't have this. It's just because it hasn't been there, so long. I'm like, that would be awesome for me to eat and not care. Because, I don't know. I guess I just got in a trap with that when I wasn't moving enough, on top of it, and now it's like I have. I don't know. I have sort of like the protocol now for me to stay lean, right? And so that's something that I want to make sure I keep established in my routine. But then every now and then I'm going to have these, whether it's pizza, whether it's a burger, whether it's, whatever it is, it's going to be very infrequent that I do it.
Well, I got a secret. I got a secret for when you eat something like that. I buy digestive enzymes and I take them with the first bite, and then I take them again halfway through the meal, and it lowers the damage that it does to my gut. Like I notice I don't like I don't have like a volcanic shitstorm afterwards.
You're not
quite
just,
as bad. Yeah, quite as bad.
Yeah,
digestive
gripping
enzymes.
For dear life on the toilet.
Like glass shards. That that doesn't happen as much.
Do you, now? Do you guys? And I don't know, Sal. I don't know you if you've because I know you kind of do eat like that, or you're not as crazy as I am with your foods, and you do. I know use our intermittent fasting a lot more than I do. But don't you feel like, I feel like when I introduce a food like that, let's say pizza, or let's say like a Five Guys or an In-N-Out burger, which is another, favorite cheat of mine.
Oh, yeah.
And when I'm in like eating clean, like as long as Justin has, and then I introduce any of those things, the first one is, first of all, never as satisfying as I think it's going to be. And then secondly, there's something that I always do. I'm like, I have one, and then I'm like, I want to do that one more time because it wasn't good enough, and I want to do it again. And then the second, the third, and the fourth time you do it, back to back, as far as in a week or 2 weeks, then your body starts to kind of get adjusted to it, and then it's like, oh, that's that.
Whoa. Then it really craves it.
Yeah, then it craves it, and then it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You don't feel as nasty anymore. It's crazy how your body gets adapted.
Well, what's interesting is he just ate a fucking box of lettuce, right? You just had a salad with like three pieces of chicken,
yeah,
and the rest of it was was lettuce,
right?
And you've been obviously on this 90-day journey.
Mm-hmm.
You fasting today, you said.
Yeah.
And you're eating that lettuce, and he was eating it, and it was like he was making out with it the way he was eating. It does change the way you eat and perceive food. I mean, strawberries are like candy.
Oh yeah, my flavor profile's totally changed.
Oh, yeah. Biting into an apple or some grapes, dude. Oh my god, grapes when I've been dieting is like the most amazing thing
ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
A banana. Yeah. Oh, it's like a Laffy Taffy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I seriously am glad that I went through this and everything, but at the same time, I would like to relax just a little bit. I think that's what I'm looking forward to with this, is just to not feel so like every day I have to be like on, and I have this like insane like pressure on myself.
You're gonna have a drink?
Because I do that to myself.
You're gonna have a drink?
Yeah, I'll probably have a drink.
You're gonna get drunk faster.
Oh yeah, one. We'll take one, and then just be.
Adam
like,
will be there to take advantage of the situation. Yeah,
absolutely.
Inviting him.
it won't take much for sure. I think obviously we put a time frame on you.
So right. That's right.
It, and which I thought was cool to watch you do, because it's very similar to what I have to do when I have a show. I've got a show and coming up in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
which one is it?
San Jose Pro.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so it's local.
Hey, listeners, cool. We got to go out and support Adam.
We'll
paint our bodies.
My two ultimate goals for this show.
Scream it,
Every show I have like goals that I'm trying to achieve. And now being at the professional level, it's pretty much the pinnacle, unless I go to Olympia. And, obviously that would be great. But my two major goals, one is to bring, the best conditioning and physique I've ever brought, which I should. I'm on pace for that. I've put on a lot of lean mass, and I feel like I'm more symmetrical than I've ever been. So, and I'll bring that. And then the second one is I want to have the largest crowd I've ever had at a show. Like, I literally want to have like 300-400 people there.
Dude, we're going to do some lead up shows to that and just pump the hell out of it.
I already have I have a ton of people that have already been like letting me know, like, oh, for sure, we're coming out. It's local and stuff.
Bring the Orange Theory crowd.
It would make my day to walk on stage feeling the best I've ever felt, and then like the fucking crowd goes nuts, dude. Just loud, hella crazy. I don't give a shit what place I place at that point. Then I just want to have a good time, and that right there would make my day.
Me and Justin are going to paint our bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. We will.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam's fans.
Yeah.
Adam's
yes,
fans.
Yes.
We love to hate Adam.
I
love
to love I got some people are making like Team Adam shirts and some for the big head blow up things and stuff like that. So it's going to be pretty nutty. So.
I'm gonna find a way to embarrass you. That's my goal.
Bro, like, you can't embarrass me. I don't know if I can be embarrassed.
We'll see. We'll try.
You will try.
So, Justin.
Yeah, buddy.
Bro, you look good, dude. You look
lean. Thanks, man. Thanks.
It's like you hit like a home stretch the last couple weeks. The last time we had an update and today,
mm-hmm.
I've noticed bigger changes than the previous, weeks or whatever.
Yeah, I'm actually excited to show you guys like my very last bit of effort here. And I even over the weekend, I feel like it's changed. So, I'm kind of going through something that Adam like preps some of his clients towards, when they're going up to a show for this last remaining week and stuff. And so we'll see, what happens with that. But like, I know it's going to be, better than even the last picture. So
we should let the audience know that we are recording on a Monday.
Uh-huh.
The actual real final day of the 90-day transformation is what, Thursday, Doug? Is that when it is? Okay, so Thursday, we're going to do the unveiling where maybe we'll take a picture.
Uh-huh.
Maybe take a picture of Justin while he's naked.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take a picture of him. It may not get up till Friday, though.
You better get your huge blur ready. You know what I mean?
It's a wide-angle lens.
So tell me, what during this, so we had 3 months, what did you start at weight-wise, and where are you currently at right now?
I started at 230 and about 215 right now.
Damn. Very nice, dude.
15 pounds, and I venture to say that you've lost more body fat than that, but gained some muscle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because your arms, not only do they not look smaller, they look bigger.
Yeah.
And I don't mean illusion-wise. I mean, literally, they look bigger. Your strength is held up fantastic.
It's weird. Yeah, it's really weird. I thought for sure that, you know, that was going to be an issue, and I was kind of bitching about it a little bit through the process, but I didn't. My lifts haven't gone down that much.
Trigger session.
Trigger
session.
It's like magic. Thank you, MAPS Anabolic.
Yeah, for reals. For reals. It works. No, I mean.
Yeah. No, so seriously, though.
I would say you probably gained at least a few pounds of muscle, if not closer to 4 or 5, just based off of the way you look.
Well, which would be,
and I'm not pumping, I'm not blowing
extraordinary
smoke
to do while you're in a major deficit like you are,
dude. Who the fuck does that?
Yeah, yeah, no, it's not. It's damn near impossible. But
here is why. Like, I mean, we had mentioned the survival, like the new survival guide that's coming out, right? The
revised
intermittent,
yes.
Well, that one and the intermittent
we're doing a fasting guide. Yeah which will be available soon, so
right. But the thing about it is, like, it, you know, I had done it a little bit just to kind of try and stay lean on my own, but like this has been like my go-to, you know, through this process, and like you said, I haven't really lost muscle, you know. And so this, to me, this completely
it shatters
all the myth to that, you know. So you can say all you want to negate it, but I'm 100% gonna say you're an idiot.
Well, I'll tell you what, the
it was my biggest fear, why I never did for so long.
Yeah, you thought you'd lose muscle.
Oh yeah. And even knowing the crazy part is, even knowing the science and stuff like that, I was so hesitant to incorporate it. And then once I did, I felt the same way. I was so fascinated that...
Bro, it's a paradigm shift. Well, I cannot explain to the audience enough. As somebody who's been in this industry, I'm speaking for myself now, for as long as I have,
mm-hmm.
as somebody who's eaten 6, 7, 8 meals a day for years. I did this for years with a fear of losing muscle, because a lot of us who are fanatics, you know, it's like, oh, don't lose any muscle. I can't lose any muscle. When you do this and then you're like, holy shit, not only did I not lose muscle, I got leaner and maybe I built some muscle. My body feels more efficient. It shatters your paradigm. And it makes you, it opens you up to questioning the rest of the bullshit that's out there.
Exactly. Well, hence where we are today. And also, you know, alongside that, I really feel that whole 5, you know, meal a day thing, that works great for somebody that's on steroids, right?
Could, yeah.
You know, that works perfectly. Because, I mean, you're constantly need that fuel. You're building so fast, right? In comparison, like when you're natural, there's really not a whole lot of tools in your toolbox.
Well, I would even say this. I'll even take it a step further. Somebody who's anabolically enhanced. Okay, the only reason why I would say that they would benefit from eating more meals is not because of the frequency of the meals. It's because the amount of calories that they need to consume uh-huh. is so much.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a big, if you're 250 pound bodybuilder and you're trying, and you're consuming 4,000 calories and that's your diet, that's when you're getting lean. You know, you're not going to eat one 4,000 calorie meal.
No.
You probably need to eat at least 3 or 4. Yeah. And so that's the reason why they benefit from it. It's not because of the fucking frequency. The frequency is bullshit. This whole, you know, if I eat every other right. hour, I'm going to have this, you know, peak amino acid levels in my blood. The science actually shows the opposite. You actually desensitize your body to protein when you eat super frequently. You actually reduce the amount of protein synthesis. You're like wasting all this extra protein. And when you fast, you get kind of an anabolic boost when you eat. And you know when you see this? You know when athletes see this? After a show. After a show, all that dieting, and then they reintroduce. It's like they've desensitized their body to protein. They've eaten more, and they build more muscle. You kind of get that effect with fasting.
Well, there's a lot to touch on with what you guys all just said right now. So a couple things is, one, you're exactly right. Like it's not just the 3 to 4 meals that makes it challenging to, because I never eat less than 3 is probably the lowest I've ever eaten, like when I'm dieting. You know, obviously I've had days where, you know, I wasn't eating correctly and I wasn't working out and I just not paying attention, I could easily eat only three meals. Mm-hmm. But if I'm getting all the nutrients and everything that I need for my size, like it's typically about four meals on the minimum and six to seven meals on the high end. And one of the things that is just not a lot of people and definitely not a lot of places if you're going to go eat somewhere. So let's, for example, if you go eat a chicken salad or you go get a turkey sandwich, you go get a chicken breast and like a side at any restaurant, the standard serving for protein is like 4 ounces.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So think of it like if you go and then it's like 8 ounces in carbohydrates, which is so fucking backwards. You know, like we and it's because it's cheaper, you know, that's why they do it. So protein's expensive, but if you're not somebody who's really thinking, but you're thinking in your head, you look at your plate and you're like, oh, I'm balanced, right? I'm having protein, I'm having carb, and then there's a veggie there. You're a normal person. Well, if you eat three meals that has only 4 ounces of meat and 8 ounces of carbs, you're really backwards. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the thing that I think portion controlling becomes a lot easier when you spread it out. It is in now, mind you, because I've been doing it for so long, I can and I will sit down and I'll eat 2 pounds of meat. I can do that, you mm-hmm. know. I can crush a big old steak and a half and some veggies.
You can definitely take the meat.
Yeah. So that, I think
right between the buns.
We got two serious.
I think that's important to note. The other thing that's really important to note too with the whole fasting and we've all touched on how we all felt the same way too. Well, I know why I felt that way because not only did I understand the science behind it, but I still try to kind of apply it. And one of the things that used to freak me out was, okay, I would do this meal skipping method or I would do like fasting and then I would wake up and I would be down like 3 pounds.
Well, yeah,
you say, of course, like you think the average person just, but if you're a skinny ectomorph trying to build muscle.
Oh, you freak out.
And you lose 3 pounds right away the first day that you decide to do this fast or like that or more, you're like, holy shit, because you don't understand. What you don't understand, and especially the bigger you are, the more this fluctuation can be. And this is what always used to get me. And I didn't get this until I started competing and I didn't have a choice but to stay lean and get ripped and stay low. Is I can be, when I'm running low calories like Justin is, it's something that I keep reminding Justin because I know he's had days where he doesn't feel good. And he doesn't feel like his abs are popping like they should be. And it's because he's flat.
Yeah.
You know, the glycogen is pulled out of all of his muscle. He's in a deficit the entire time. You're running these fasts and you're running low calorie. You're doing this. And so your body is completely sucked out. You could literally eat probably 4,000 to 5,000 calories tomorrow, not put a single pound of fat on, but you'll gain 5 pounds.
Yep.
And easy. You won't put 5 pounds of muscle on, but those 5 pounds is now those muscle bellies are filled all up and you're going to look way better.
Yeah.
And this is the game that people don't really understand when they're going, and this is the mind fuck that they get when they're doing things like that is you look at yourself and you're like, ugh, I don't like the way I look. Sure, I might be, and I'm losing too fast. And then they don't get it and they don't understand. Like, no, you can fast, you can be low.
Well, do we want to describe kind of like the process like you were explaining to me as far as like this sort of this last remaining week?
Oh, depleting
like
and loading?
Yeah, just leading up to like the picture day. Like how to look your best.
Yeah. Well, so typically, and I do, I wrote an article a couple years back on how to prep for Vegas. I did this little 2 week get in shape, you know, for Vegas, you know, and obviously in 2 weeks time, I can't take somebody who is 12% body fat and make you 5% in 2 weeks. But, you know, we could definitely create the illusion of making you look significantly leaner in those 2 weeks and you can make a big change if I can find out where someone's maintenance is at the time. And so one of the things that we'll do is we take Justin where he's at calorie wise, where he's at carbohydrate wise, and I'm going to taper him down. And he's the first three days of the week is he's tapering down low, and he's just completely sucking his body out. So pretty much 24/7 around the clock, he's going to be burning fat. You don't even have to exercise. You could just be walking around doing your thing, and your body's going to be forced to utilize fat as its primary source of fuel because you're not really giving it any fuel. And once you start getting closer to photo day, so let's say Friday, we're going to take photos, then 2 days before we begin loading, you know, and sometimes two to three days, depends on each person's different. It normally takes me about 3 days to load my body. It just takes a while to get it all in there. And you don't want to smash it with 6,000 bad calories. You could, but you don't need to do that. You want to slowly bring it back up. And that's what we'll do is we'll reintroduce it, loading more and more carbohydrates and calories into his diet. leading up in the photo. And what it's going to do is going to fill all those muscle bellies out. And the goal is to fill them out, make them real, all the muscle bellies tight, but we don't want to do too much to where you overspill and actually store some of that fat. Now, like I said, you're so depleted, you couldn't eat enough calories to put a pound of fat on. I mean, because you're so low, your maintenance level for your BMR is probably 3,000, close to 3,000, probably 2,600 or so calories a day. You add in the fact that you have activity and exercise. So your body needs 3,000 to 3,200 calories a day just to maintain what you have on it.
Right.
If you're at a deficit at 2,000 to 2,300 calories for 3 days in a row, well, your body is so flat and sucked out that then let's say you have 10,000 calories. Well, the first four of that is going to go to good use. Your body's going to need that. So, you know, and then in reality, if 3,500 calories equals a pound of fat, the likelihood of you even putting a pound on from consuming that much is very unlikely.
It still takes days to gain, but people think they'll gain body fat in a day. It takes a few days. So even if you ate really shitty and you were going to gain fat, it wouldn't show up till the following week. But do you guys know the origins of carb depleting and carb loading, where that all started?
What, were carb cycling
with runners?
Carb cycling or depleting?
Yeah, depleting and loading in particular.
Oh, I would imagine athletes.
Athletes, yeah.
Yeah, because you also feel, it's the most anabolic I've ever felt.
Well, the reason, what ends up happening is your body super compensates its ability to store glycogen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been glycogen depleted. And glycogen, by the way, is a form of energy that your body takes carbohydrates and turns into.
So it's glucose, yeah.
And that's what your body runs off of. In particular, when you're doing athletic endeavors. Well, when you deplete for a long time, for so hard, and then you refill back up, your body actually overfills. And there's different numbers out there between 15 to 20% more glycogen being stored than before. And what these athletes were noticing, not only was their performance better, but their muscles looked pumped. And of course, as soon as bodybuilders got their hands
they smelled wind of that.
Then they started playing with that. So that's where it came from.
I also credit that to what you said earlier about the desensitizing too. You take it away from the body, and then the body starts to learn how to, and then you slam it with it, and it goes,
bro,
hello.
I'm researching right now on how to increase protein sensitivity and do protein loading. And there's some actual research, and I'm not going to talk too much about it now, only because I'm not fully educated on it, and I don't want people, listeners, to try this shit. But depleting protein and increasing protein has got some interesting potential effects. So,
well, it makes sense if you think about how the fasting works, because in fasting, you're pretty much not.
It's kind of a similar concept already.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And you know how you guys know, I've told you this in the past, how I'll go vegetarian.
Uh-huh.
You know, every once in a while, I'll just do like a day or two.
Yeah, that would fall right in line with
that. And when I do that, and then the following day when I eat proteins, I do get that. I do notice, and it's my own subjective feeling, but I do notice anecdote. I notice a boost. Muscles start to feel harder. I get kind of veinier, and it feels different.
The thing to keep in mind too, I believe there's also the flip that happens to that, which is something that I'm a victim of a lot, is I'll come out of a show and of course I want to load. And I want to, you know, load all the way up. I look great. And then I go ahead and enjoy myself for a normal couple days afterwards. So, and what happens, I've loaded and then I overload, and I'm overloaded for 2 or 3 days. And then I think just because I'm eating clean the next 2 or 3 days and balanced, but maybe still my carbs are at 350 grams or so, that I'm still not going to still be putting fat on. But because I've never depleted out the glycogen and stuff like that, I'm still running at a half to three quarters of a tank full time. And then I'm loading all the way up and then getting a little spillage and loading a little bit up and then getting over spillage. So, you know, you got to be careful that. I think that's one of the common things that happens to people is they don't realize that, and they do that like on a weekend or something like that, which is also why I'm not a big fan of the whole cheat meal concept that like so many people are all about, which is to eat clean for 5 or 6 days and then you cheat like crazy and then you...
And we should clarify, it's not that we're against a cheat meal. We're against scheduling cheat meals.
Yeah.
Like, you know, saying on Sundays I eat, you know, whatever the fuck I want.
Because that's all you end up being fixated on.
Yeah, no, scheduling them, no. If you need to have one, then have one. But this whole scheduling on a weekly basis, it's like you're adding one more, you know, ridiculous regimen to your already OCD life of dieting. And it just seems to me, we're just pushing you closer and closer towards having a OCD disorder, most of us are on the freaking line of anyway.
I also believe it perpetuates that bad relationship with food too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, your body is your temple. It's your only thing. It's the only one you get. Okay. why the fuck would you not want to always try and put the best thing you can in it? Does it mean that you're human, you're not going to go have a burger every once in a while? Of course not. But you should always strive to put the best thing in it. Mm-hmm. Always. You should not. And you know, it's so silly to schedule this bad thing that you're going to eat. Like, no, don't do that to yourself. Try and eat clean all the time. And then you know what? Hey, if there is a time you're out with family, you're doing something like that, then be normal. Eat at a restaurant. Enjoy the meal out. Be sensible about it. But this whole scheduling a cheat day, like, yeah, do that. That's stupid.
Doug, do we have time? I wanted to ask Justin about his workouts. What are we looking at here?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah. Justin, you've been through the three phases of the MAPS anabolic program. What can you say the differences are on those that you've noticed for yourself between the three phases? And then which one's your favorite? I mean, I can already guess. I can probably guess which one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, phase one's my homeboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about differences in your body and how you feel and the workouts?
Yeah, I just felt really tired in phase two, phase three. Sorry.
Oh, the superset.
Yeah,
and supersetting. Stuff like that.
I was really tired. Phase two was pretty much normal. I mean, I felt like phase two, I was getting more definition, and then phase three, I felt like I was just beating the crap out of myself.
Yeah,
and it was fine because it promoted different type of change, and I think that my muscle growth, hypertrophy, you know, from the sarcoplasmic hypertrophy is what, you know, made it feel like my arms got bigger, even through this depleting process. So I felt like that was interesting. And then going back into phase one, realizing that I still had a decent amount of strength was encouraging, right? So I feel like those different ways that I worked out through this really helped to promote the, you know, keeping the size and the muscle, but then also keeping the strength. So it's not just all about like what kind of hypertrophy I can get. It's about like still being able to, you know, keep that. So I had a pretty decent density, you know, to my muscle before. So I feel like that was something I didn't want to lose.
We're getting a lot of comments on people going who, because now we've had the program for sale for a little bit. So we've got people who've been through all three phases, you know, twice, you know, not just once. And one of the comments that we keep seeing that I love is that they'll go back to phase one, and it's as if they expected to lose that maximal strength, right? Because phase two, you're doing more reps, more bodybuilder style. Phase three, it's all the supersets and pump. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, I'm going to go back to phase one. I wonder if I'm going to be as strong as I ended phase one the first time. And you are. I mean, you're close. And you end up coming up a little more. So it's like a little stepladder with each phase. Each time you go through it, you get a little bit better and better and better.
And then your body's starting to look better. So you can't hate on that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Here's the other thing. I don't know if you guys saw this. I might have tagged you guys on Instagram. But this is the fourth female that has said this. Okay. So number one, we've explained to women, look, there's no such thing as toning and sculpting. Your muscles either build or not.
Right.
If you want tighter muscles, if you want more, you know, quote unquote, tone muscle, then you need to build muscle. And I've actually had women, and I've tagged you guys a couple times, saying to me, okay, Sal, I've been through the program. I've been through the phases now twice, and I've built all the muscle I want to build.
Like, so I'm done.
How do I maintain now?
Okay.
That is a fucking...
That's a... awesome problem.
That is a great. I mean, to have a woman tell you, "I'm as toned as I want to get. I just want to maintain now."
Yeah,
that just shows you the effectiveness of, you know, doing these type of phase workouts and adding the trigger sessions.
That is.
Every time I hear that, I freaking love it. I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" Like, someone's actually telling me, "Sal, this is too effective. I need to slow down."
Well, because it's so interesting. Because the entire thought process of you creating this, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, is to increase muscle mass for men primarily.
Well, it was to increase muscle mass, but I designed it, the advertising at least, to gear towards men.
Right.
And let me explain my. And I'm going to be very transparent. And again, as the Mind Pump crew. You know, for the listeners, we're always going to be very transparent. There's never going to be any bullshit. We're going to tell you straight up how it is. And here was my thinking, okay? If you come out with a product, because I came up with the MAPS anabolic philosophy one late night. I was up one night. I read that study from the New England Journal of Medicine we talked about, and I was up till 5 a.m. taking notes and doing research, and it just kind of came to me, and I started writing things out. And I said, okay, this is something that's going to benefit everybody. However, if I sell a program to everybody... Everybody knows you're less successful that way. You want to kind of, you know, you need to aim
speak to a niche audience.
You want to speak to what your particular audience. Now, if I aim and sold the program specifically to women, it would be almost impossible then to switch gears and sell to men. Uh-huh. Because men don't buy things that women did first. It's just the way we are. You know,
it's very true.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It's true. You're not going to buy, you know, a hair product or any kind of product that was popular for women. And then now with our male version of, you know, Secret, you know, no one's going to do that.
So you're saying Adam's male douche isn't going
to
do
that? That wasn't a good idea. Then a whole other company has to come out with a male, like a masculine company.
I have a different strategy for that. We should talk about
it. Offline.
But if you sell a product to men... Yeah. And it's established with men, it ends up building in the fitness world. And I hate to say this, it gets credibility because then women look at it and say, oh, this is a hardcore, serious product or program, and I'm going to do it. And you have this trend now in fitness. It's starting to grow, but I want to grab onto it now in that women are identifying that programs that are specifically designed for women are full of shit. And really the ones that work are the ones that mm-hmm. are hardcore, those are the ones that they want to do. So I knew if I advertised this towards men that A, some women would buy it, but B, then I could repackage it and not change the program, but just change the advertising and women would take it seriously. What I did not anticipate was the amount of women that would buy the program.
They just did it anyway.
Outright, at least half of our people
definitely.
Who bought it have been women.
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting.
Which is interesting. So, so just to be transparent, listeners, that was my strategy, and so now you know. Trigger session wise, are you still doing the clubs and the mace, the Indian clubs, the mace, and kettlebell stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Still keeping it super functional on my trigger session days, and I love it. I love to do that because I want to maintain that athleticism and, you know, dexterity and all these different things that I had. Leading up to it, that's one of the reasons why I pulled myself out of the bodybuilder type mentality in a workout, because I don't like to be stiff and walk around, you know, with that sort of mobility. I want that athleticism and coordination that I had going into it. So
so I want to ask you on that then, because I definitely feel that worse than I've ever felt in my life being in the whole bodybuilding world.
Uh-huh.
So, and I miss being just a trainer and focusing on those things sometimes. Now, what I notice now, at least, when I start to lean out and I reduce my body fat significantly, I feel like the aches and pains go away and my flexibility gets significantly better.
Yes.
Have you being someone who already stays good on his flexibility and everything like that, have you noticed a difference on that, or has that still been kind of the same? What is it like for you?
Yeah, since you've gotten leaner, have you noticed?
Yeah, because you're somebody who's already incorporating that.
It's pretty much the same. I mean, yeah, I could say that actually, well, obviously my pull-ups have gotten a lot easier. And I actually messed around with the Olympic rings today and stuff and was able to do things that I could have done when I was leaner before this. So I guess I really only notice it more when I'm doing body weight, you know, type intensive stuff like that, like some gymnastic
moves. Your strength to weight ratio is better.
Yeah, that's it. I'm more efficient. And I do have better movement patterns right now because I'm more responsive. And just being leaner, I'm lighter on my feet. Yeah. And so, yeah, I really can move pretty well. So, that was one thing. I was actually worried about that because I didn't want to just start pounding my body and work on a hypertrophy and get stiff.
And then lose your athleticism.
And, yeah. So that I'm glad that I followed the program, but also still incorporated it. Yeah, exactly. Modified it a bit. So... And then this would sort of segue into what I'm going to work on next with the athletic maps.
There's something else I wanted to bring up, and I don't want to get you in trouble. This is not going to get you in trouble.
Wow.
Me and Adam have noticed this. The ladies on Instagram are liking
stealing
Justin.
I know, stealing them, bro.
You know what? Let me just explain here. So I mean, this has happened a few times now, where someone will say, "Oh, you know, Sal is good at this, and Adam is good at this, and Justin is the cutest or the most handsome," and it's like we've created a monster.
Oh man, yeah. I think they're just like they want to. I don't know. They felt bad for me, and then they're like, now they're pulling. They're in my camp now,
no,
right?
Bro. Yeah, yeah. You don't. You're
listen to his humble self. Turn to me.
He doesn't know his own power.
I think he's like the chubby kid. That's all, you know.
Bro, he's unaware of
more approachable.
Yeah, he's got some poon whisperer you know.
He does, dude. Yeah. Undercover.
It's very undercover. Yeah.
Very undercover.
Yeah. Poon Whisperer. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, the MAPS Anabolic Program and the Nutrition Survival Guide available still on our site, mindpumpradio.com. Click on the yellow button. Enroll. Get yourself
Look out
started.
For what's coming ahead.
Get it or be fat.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.